Con Esther.
Good evening.
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 We will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kutshabari Fu Ishkinte Bishilu Urshimu Urshimu. Udhilu. Vyachtem l'shem yudhe b'vavhe v'yudhidam shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Hine anachnu ba'im l'kayem mitzvat zefirat ha'omer. V'asot nachat ruach l'yirot zreinu. V'lasot rotzein rotzon borenu. V'yihi noam adonai Elohinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu k'nenei aleinu ma'asei yadenu k'nenehu. We'll now study verses from the Psalms that prepare us, our consciousness, for saying the blessing. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Igmor Ba'adi, Adonai Yohei Wahei, Hazdecha Leolam, Ma'asei Yadecha, El Teref, Echra Lelohim, Elyon Lael Gomer, Alai v'ne'emar, ve'avor alayich, ve'erech mitboseset, ve'damayich v'yomar lach, ve'damayich hayi, v'yomar lach, ve'damayich hayi. Barki nafshi et Adonai Yohei Wahei, Elohim Yohei Wahei, Elohei Gadalta, Meod Hod Vihadar Levashta, O Te Or Kashalma, No Te Shamaim, Karia Baruchata Adonai Yohei Wahei. Yud hei vav hei, Eloheinu, Melech haolam, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav, Vetzivanu, Al sefirat haomer. Hayom, Shiva v'ezrim yom laomer, Shehem shlosha shavuot v'shisha yamim. Today is the 27th day of the Omer, which is 3 weeks and 5 days. 6 days. The inner light. Harachaman hu yechatzir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma bimhera v'yameinu. And we can all say amen. We're now going to study the Psalm 67, known as the Menorah Psalm. We will stop at a letter, and we will stop at a word. Lam Natseach Bin Ginot Mizmor Shir Elohim Yechanenu Bivarkenu Yair Panav Itanu Sela Ledaat Ba'aretz Darkecha B'kol Goim Yeshua Techa Yoducha Mim Elohim Yoducha Mim Kulam Yismechu V'ranenu Le'umim Ki Tishpot Amim. Today the letter is a final mem, and the final mem has a closed form. Continue your thinking about being closed to people from the day 16. Have you closed yourself off from receiving goodness from Hashem and those who channel it to you? Truly, have you closed yourself off, or do you think you're open? Remember, people lie to themselves all the time because it's difficult to really evaluate yourself honestly. Do you receive what you perceive as bad or hurtful in the same way you receive joy and happiness? This is the level to strive for. What do you need to change to reach this level? Mishor Ulumim. The word Ulumim means a nation. Do you know what is your nation? Which is your nation? Do you want to know? Do you know how identifying yourself as part of a nation instead of part of humanity in the world, you know what that does? Does it close you off? Is it important for your nation, for you to be a patriotic citizen of your nation? Is that a value that you want? Are you a member in your good standing within your nation? Do you know which is your nation? Do you want to know which is your nation? And each nation has a path to Hashem. Do you want to be closer to Hashem? Do you want to be part of the nation's path? Your nation's path to get closer to Hashem. Ba'aretz panhem sela yoducha mim Elohim yoducha mim kulam eretz natna yivula yivarkenu Elohim Eloheinu yivarkenu Elohim Vayiru oto kol afsei aretz. Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach gedulat yemincha tatir serura. Aleph et Gimel, Yutach Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbeinu Tacharenu Nora. Kufrei Shayin, Sintet Nun. Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivavat Shamrein. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sidkacha Tamid Gamrein. The letter Gimel. The letter Gimel means a camel. A camel walks through the desert, storing water. He doesn't have the need to drink. He doesn't use a lot of water. Water, as we know, is a connection to Torah. Do you want to be a camel? Do you want to be connected to the Torah? Use this gimel, made up of a zion and a yud, which has a gematria together of 17, which means good. Tov has the same gematria. Betet resh, tzari taf gimel. Chasin kadosh. Berov tuvcha na'el adatecha. Het kuf bet, tet nunayan. Yachid geye lamcha penei zokre kedushatecha. Yud gimel lamed, pei zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel. Ushma tziyakatenu yodea ta'alumot. Shin kufav, tzadi yud taf. And the eighth verse of the Anabah Koach we say in a whisper. Narakshim kivot mahto le'elabayat. Ribono shel olam, ata tzivitanu al yedei Moshe, Avdecha lispor sefirata omer, kedei letacharenu, miklipotenu, umitumatenu, kemo shekatavta betoratach, usfartem lachem, mimacharad hashabbat niyom haviechem, et omer hatenufa. Sheva Shabbatot Temimot Tehiyena Ad Memacharad HaShabbat HaShvi'it HaSefiru Chamishim Yom Kedei Sheyitacharu Nafshot Amcha Yisrael Mezoh HaMatam Uvechein Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha Adonai Yohei Wahei Eloheinu Ve'elohei Avoteinu Shebizchut Sefirata Omer Shesafarti Hayom V'tukan Ma Shepagamti B'sefira Yesod Shebenetzach Yesod Shebenetzach. Foundation in the frame of eternity. What do you think the foundation looks like in the frame of eternity? V'yet tahir, v'yet kadesh, v'kdusha, v'shel ma'ala, amen, selah. This 27th journey in the desert is we left Chashmona and camped in Moserot. Moserot comes from the same word as Musar, and it means chastisement. Some say it was Aaron's burial place. This refers to the journey and the stage in life when we have the wise experience to counsel others and offer constructive criticism and rebuke. And after age 50, to be able to add counsel to that list. The sages teach that to provide admonishment or constructive criticism, one must love the other person in order to have them hear you. Otherwise, you can rebuke anybody and they won't hear you. It won't take effect. But if you truly love a person, your admonishment, your rebuking them, will be heard because they feel your love. The tzaddikim who left this day, there's only one person, one tzaddik. His name is Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi Eichenstein from the city or the area of Dolima. Rabbi Drizin teaches that the prophet associated, this is incorrect, so I'm not sure which is the prophet for today, being Yesod. This is the same name as yesterday. The gematria of Yesod Shebenetzach is 530. And this is the same gematria as the Hebrew word for congregation. It's the Hebrew word Knesset. The 27th method to acquire Torah is protective measures. The Gemara tells the story of the great and pious Rav Amram Chasida. Captive women were redeemed and brought to the city of Naharda. They were taken to the house of Rav Amram the Chasid. He put them in the attic, and the heavy ladder was removed to assure that there was no way to ascend. As one of the women passed by the opening between the attic and the house, a light fell on the house, illuminating the face of one woman. Rav Amram alone seized the ladder, which 10 men could not raise, and proceeded to ascend. When he had gone halfway up the ladder, he set firm his feet and cried out, "A fire at Rav Amram's house, so that people would come to extinguish the fire," embarrassing himself and preventing any possible sin. This is the masters of Musar say that a tzaddik is not someone who can laugh in the face of the Yetzer Hara. That is a malach, an angel. The Yetzer Hara is far more powerful than we are. It is not advisable to challenge him because you won't win. David HaMelech asked Hashem to challenge him, and even he failed. A tzaddik is someone who runs far away from the Yetzer Hara, leaving a trail of barricades and obstacles behind him, and then davens to Hashem that the Yetzer Hara shouldn't catch him. Even the great Rav Amram, who placed great barricades between him and sin, once seized by the Yetzer Hara, was basically powerless. The 27th letter of the Shema Yisrael is a resh in the word Baruch. This resh represents the head, the Rosh. And we can use this Resh to remember how far we are from the head, from the Creator, and keep striving to get closer, utilizing this Resh, this head. Let's pray for the restoration of the temple. Harachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma bimhera b'yameinu. And may we all say amen. Are there any questions? May you all have a beautiful week, a beautiful day tomorrow, and may you have a life filled with shalom, with completion and peace. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Take care, Dennis.
Shalom.